Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today I want to give you a deeper understanding into why people do what they do and the massive difference between men and women in terms of the mindset of networking and business and how you approach them and where relationship building falls into that. That sounds complicated, but here's the simple version of it. A little while back, I saw a post by Toby Bauer, and I'll tag him in there, of Toby and Brent. If you've ever been to one of their parties, my goodness, amazing guys in the VC space and the crypto world. And he wrote a post about what he called the right way to approach people in business. And he made an excellent point. And his point was that when you approach people, and in his case, somebody who's a VC, they are then higher than you in the social and business stature, and therefore you have to approach them in a certain way. And what he was saying was that he should be approached building a relationship first, getting to know people, just chit-chatting, just building a relationship. And I've had this explained to me before by a wise man who told me that, no, when you approach men, you need to build relationship first because you wouldn't want to do business with somebody who's a jerk, right? And I'm like, no, I'm a woman. I do business with jerks all the time. So what I realized is, Toby, you were spot on, but you were only 49% spot on, because what you missed is the correct approach when approaching a woman who is of higher business stature, a VC or someone like me who advises VCs or runs a project like Geode, that if the approach has to be completely opposite. So let's get into the details. There are three stages to a business relationship. And the three stages to that relationship is where you have a personal relationship, the stage where you actually are doing business with each other, making some kind of a deal, and the stage where you are trading resources. Trading resources can look like just networking. Let me connect you with my friend. Or I know about a piece of information you need, or a person you need to meet, or a technology you should check out. That's trading resources. Okay, so we have personal relationship, we have business deals, and we have trading resources. Now, when approaching men much, much prefer to begin with the personal relationship. Build a personal relationship, then do business, then trade resources. Now, sometimes they will trade resources before they do business, and that's okay too. But it always starts with a personal relationship before they will trade resources or do business. And that was his point. That was Toby's point. And when working with men, that is absolutely true. But let's talk about the other 51% of the population. When working with women, you need to completely flip this on its head. The personal relationship will come last. That's right. Now, this may be shocking to you. This may be shocking. But for the dudes out there, you need to approach this differently. You want some proof that I'm right? Go attend a women's networking event and watch how they work. When two women meet each other, for business purposes, they're at a business networking event, right? So they're here for business reasons. The very first thing they will do is establish that they are a source of resources for the other person. They will figure out what resources they have to offer each other. For example, they will walk right into the conversation and immediately jump to, what do you do? And then when the first one finds out what the other does, and then they'll ask each other, okay, this is what I do. What do you do? And once they find out what they do and what they're into real quick, and I mean within 60 seconds, they immediately begin to identify what resources they have that the other one needs. the sharing of resources, contacts in their network, information, wisdom, experience, advice, anything like that. It could even be an emotional or intellectual resource. You have absolutely no idea. They find something that they can offer the other person. Oh, I know exactly who you need to talk to. Oh, I heard about a company who's doing that. Let me send you their link. Let me connect you to them. Or I've been through that process before. I'm happy to guide you through it. This is the exchange of resources. And this is established immediately. Why? Because if they are not a source of resources for the other person, they're not going to do business. And if they're not going to do business, they're probably not going to have a personal relationship. The personal relationship comes last, and this is where you get a disconnect when you have women approaching men and men approaching women, because the men will approach the women and try to form a personal relationship. And the women will look at that and say, you don't respect me, do you? Because if you respected me, you would get right to business and start identifying what we have that we can share, right? So when a woman walks up to you and gets right down to it, trying to figure out what she's got that she can offer you in terms of contacts or information, that is a massive sign of respect. Massive. It means I respect you. I think I might want to do business with you. And maybe you're a cool person and I want, and you know, we can hang. But that's a big sign of respect. And ladies, don't get offended when the men walk up to you and try to create a personal relationship, because for them, that is a sign of respect. They are probably not hitting on you. I know that's how we take it. Men, when you walk up to a woman and try to create a personal relationship first because you ultimately want a business relationship, she's going to think you're hitting on her. And she is going to back away as quickly as she can, even though that wasn't your intention at all. Right? And ladies, when you walk up to a man who has higher business stature than you do, and you go straight in for the business end of things, right? What resources you have that you can offer, he's going to be offended because you're getting right down to business when what he would prefer to do is establish a personal relationship. And it's not sexual. That's not what it is. He's just trying to figure out, are you a jerk or not? Are you a nice person? Are you the kind of person that he could hang with and therefore would want to do business with? And see, that's really, really the difference, right? Women are willing to do business with people they don't like at all. And maybe this is just my generation, younger generations. You got to speak up and tell me what your experience is with this. I would prefer to do business with nice people. And given an option, that is what I will choose. But if the person that has what I need happens to be a jerk, I have spent my whole life doing business with people I don't like, with people I don't get along with people that are complete jerks, sexist bastards. I mean, good Lord, I've got stories. Women will do that all day long. I don't care. Because business is not personal. And the personal relationships are a very carefully guarded realm. For men, the personal relationship is upfront. And if there's not going to be a personal relationship, and that's not sexual, that's just personal relationship, like friends, if you don't get along, they're not going to do business. With women, if we can't do business, at least, there's definitely not going to be a personal relationship. So that's the difference. So women are willing to work with people they don't like. In fact, we do it all the time. It's called life. And men just are not. necessarily, especially when they have the power. So someone like Toby and Brent, when they've got the monetary, the financial power, and the social power, they don't have to do business with people they don't personally like. So they can put that filter up front and expect a personal connection. You know, and it's so funny because trying to go against your nature is incredibly hard, you know, and I made this mistake too. I walked up to Toby and was like, I advise VCs. I would love to trade deal flow. What was I doing there? I was offering a resource. I was offering a resource that would be useful to him because that was my great sign of respect, was that offering. But what effect did it have? Whoa. Okay. Hey, don't talk business right up front. What was that about? You know, and that was his behavior, was that, whoa now. She's getting right into business. We don't do that. We just create personal relationship first. And so, you know, even I made that mistake, even as much as I understand how people work and why they work in that moment, it can be very difficult to remember. So understanding that men and women work very differently in this way, that every single human being you walk up to will have a different preference. They're either going to be personal relationship first, then maybe we can do business, right? Or personal relationship, share resources, do business. Or share resources, then we can do business. Then maybe there'll be a personal relationship. So, and one of the reasons is for women, the personal relationship, that realm of who they choose to have personal relationships with, is very closely guarded. So it's just not going to be open to everybody. There is going to be a professional distance when they're in work mode versus fun mode. So in work mode, it's about business. So let's kind of break that down. And this can be, I know, a wild, wild idea, right? Because when I was first advised that no, men have to build personal relationship first. Well, you wouldn't do business with somebody who was a jerk. And I'm like, well, I do business with jerks all the time. I mean, hell, it's like, that's just life, right? It's just business. It's not personal. But for men, it is, right? So remember this. When you are approaching a man of higher social or financial, let's just call it higher business stature than you, approach first to create a personal relationship. And I know, ladies, this is going to go against every instinct in your body. Every instinct, you're like, but he's going to think I'm hitting on him. I don't care. It's where they go first. They need the personal relationship first. If you show up trying to make an offering, a business offering, in terms of I have these resources for you that would be useful to you, and you're doing that out of respect, you are going to get shut down. You are going to get shut down. So if you're approaching a man who's of higher business stature than you, then approach to create personal relationship first and only. And only once personal rapport is created, then you may offer resources. Dudes, when you are approaching a woman of higher business stature than you, and you'd better do your homework and know what that is, go the opposite. I want you to immediately show up with an offering of resources. If you have nothing to offer, go away. So that's where you want to go. So for women, the offering of resources is number one. Then you can talk about doing business. Do not attempt to create a personal relationship. If there is going to naturally be one, and there might naturally be one, that's going to happen on its own. When approaching men, go for the personal relationship first, then the offering of resources. Then the business is the part that actually kind of happens on its own. Isn't that interesting? So these are major, major differences between how men and women work in the business world. And it is linked into their personal life because every aspect of our lives are linked together. Every aspect of our lives are linked together. Your personal life and your business life. And this is one example of how those kind of mesh together. So I hope this has been useful to you. Next time you're at a networking event, you now know how to approach whom. Make sure you do your homework and you know who's in that room and you know what they do so that you know how to approach them correctly. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.